Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come in the name of Jesus, first of all, repenting of every sin that I've committed, knowingly or unknowingly, was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Father, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. You are welcome into this service on today. You are welcome to move this service however you want it to be moved on the day, Lord. I'm asking that, Father, you would send your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens. And that, Lord God, that you would not allow us to leave this service the same way we entered into this service, Lord. That, Father, whatever is in our life that need to be destroyed in our life, we ask that you would destroy. Whatever need to be revived in our life, we ask that you revive it even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. We pray that, Father God, those that need a physical healing on today, we pray for a physical healing. Father, we pray for those that, Lord God, that need a spiritual healing on today, that you will spiritually heal your people, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Even those that need a financial healing, we pray for financial healing in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would just move by your spirit even now in the name of Jesus. That as we go into your word today, that Father God, that you give us understanding of your word and help us to hide your word in our hearts. That we would not sin against you and that we would gain understanding. For you said in your word, and all I get to get an understanding, give us an understanding. And Lord, you said if we lack wisdom to ask, then you give it a breakthrough. So we ask for wisdom today for your people, Lord. And we praise you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to you, Lord, you've been so good. You've really been good. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so, so good. I just want to name you, Lord. Shenya na 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 mo sende. Thank you, Lord. Dala po so kunata ha. Thank you, Lord. To thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I really love you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to you, Lord. Come on and bless them, hallelujah.
Hey, glory.
Come on and bless the Lord, hallelujah. Come on and bless him, hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is worthy.
Hey, glory to God.
Our God is worthy to be praised. Come on and praise. Right where you're located, come on and praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord of my soul. And all that is within me. I will bless the holy name. I will bless the Lord's holy name. For the Lord our God is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Lord. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. Shimato. Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord in me. Come on and magnify his name. Come on and exalt his name. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Soroboko Sanyato. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise. Hallelujah. Come on and raise him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I am worthy. And God is worthy. Do we
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Double will shed yard half sappy at Naboko. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you in this place, Lord. Father, we just magnify your name. We exalt your name, for your name is above every name. You said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So we just glorify you today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Adiata se krabo shaka.
Hallelujah. 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 He's worthy to be praised. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, I just ask that, Father, you give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church on day. Lord, I ask that, Father, you would search my heart once again. that you would try the reins of my mind and see if there's any wickedness in me or any hidden iniquity. I pray in the name of Jesus that, Father, you would create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I'm asking you that, Father, you would not let me speak what I want to speak, but let me speak only what your Spirit give me utterance to speak. Father God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church today. Give us eyes to see. Lord, whatever it is that, Lord God, that you need to remove any hindrances out of our way, Lord God. That, Father, we may walk with you, Lord God, and that we will walk, Lord God, in the Yoruboko Shidi Anahare, in the center of your will. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask it all. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Proverbs. I was waking up this morning and the scriptures was up on, and the Lord just kept dealing with me about Proverbs. It's we're gonna look at Proverbs 11 and Proverbs 12, chapter 12. We're gonna look at both of them, and some of the verses in these two chapters, I'm going to break out and give you some extensive scriptures, some other scriptures to relate to some of the verses, because as I was going through them, the Lord, he was dealing with me on some things. Hallelujah. Lord, we just say thank you. Ooh, we say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We just say thank you. I'm going to start now with Proverbs 11, and I'm going to read it in both the King James and in the basic English. It says, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man died, his expectations shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perisheth, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth to his own death. They that are of a forward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold and a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scatter it and yet increase it, and there is that withhold it more than is meet, but is tended to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withhold the corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seek good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked in the sinner. Okay, let me do this in the basic English, and then there's some of these verses in here I'm gonna break down and give other verses to. Scales of deceit are hated by the Lord, but a true weight is his delight. When pride comes, there comes shame, but wisdom is with the quiet in spirit. The righteousness of the upright will be their God, but the twisted ways of the false will be their destruction. Wealth is of no profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness keeps a man safe from death. The righteousness of the good man will make his way straight, but the sin of the evildoer will be the cause of his fall. The righteousness of the upright will be their salvation, but the false will themselves be taken in their evil designs. At the death of an upright man, his hope does not come to an end, but the hope of the evildoer comes to destruction. The upright man is taken out of trouble, and in his place comes the sinner. With his mouth, the evil man sends destruction on his neighbor, but through knowledge, the upright are taken out of trouble. When things go well for the upright man, all the town is glad. At the death of sinners, there are cries of joy. By the blessing of the upright man, the town is made great, but it is overturned by the mouth of the evildoer. He who has a poor opinion of his neighbor has no sense, but a wise man keeps quiet. He who goes about talking of others makes secrets public, but the true-hearted man keeps things covered. When there is no helping suggestion, the people will have a fall, but with a number of wise guys, they will be safe. He who makes himself responsible for a stranger, for a strange man, will undergo much loss. But the hater of such undertakings will be safe. A woman who is full of grace is honored, but a woman hating righteousness is a seat of shame. Those hating work will undergo loss, but the strong keep their wealth. The man who has mercy will be rewarded. The man who has mercy will be rewarded, but the cruel man is the cause of trouble of himself. The sinner gets the payment of deceit, but his reward is certain who puts in the seed of righteousness. So righteousness gives life, but he who goes after evil gets death for himself. The uncontrolled are hated by the Lord, but those whose ways are without error are his delight. Certainly the evildoer will not go free from punishment, but the seed of the upright man will be safe. Like a ring of gold in the nose of a pig is a beautiful woman who has no sense. The desire of the upright man is only for good, but wrath is waiting for the evildoer. A man may give freely, and still his wealth will be increased. And another may keep back more than is right, but only comes to be in need. He who gives blessings will be made fat, but the curser will himself be cursed. He who keeps back grain will be cursed by the people, but a blessing will be on the head of him who lets them have it for a price. He who with all his heart goes after what is good is searching for grace. But he who is looking for trouble will get it. He who puts his faith in wealth will come to nothing. But the upright man will be full of growth like the green leaf. The troubler of his house will have the wind for his heritage, and the foolish will be servant to the wise hearted. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, but violent behavior takes away souls. If the upright man is rewarded on earth, how much more the evildoer in the sinner? Okay, so what God gave me to talk about today is getting wisdom through the word. And so we know Proverbs is considered the book of wisdom, but all the word of God is wisdom. But, it's considered, the book of wisdom. There's things he want me to point out in some of the verses that we looked at, that I read in this first chapter. We're going to go to the one more chapter to look at some of the verses in there that he want me to point out. But let me go to my notes. Give me 1 second. Let's look at verse 4 and 5 first. I didn't pull aside any other verses with it, but he wanted me to just kind of touch on it for a second. Okay, so verse 4 and 5, it says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered from death. Now, if you look at it in the basic English, it said, wealth is of no profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness keeps a man safe from death. Okay, what is it saying? It's a lot of people, that feel like, well, because I have money, my money can get me out of trouble on things that I've done. And they feel like, okay, money is going to be the answer, giving that. I mean, I've been in church all my life, and I've watched people give big C's to get out of trouble. And it's like, God is dealing with he dealt with me that verse. He was like, people don't understand that there is a law working. And that law is when we plant a seed, that seed is going to come to a place of that seed is going to come to a place of harvest. There's a harvest time on our seed. And so a lot of times when people are sitting back and they're looking at that, they don't understand that our good seeds have a harvest time, our bad seeds have a harvest time too. And somewhere in people's mind, and there's nothing in the scriptures that support it, where they think, oh, they can get out of that. And as God kept dealing with me, God's been constantly dealing with me about this for some weeks now, because he's been constantly dealing with me about every time he started talking to me about this, he starts dealing with me about Paul. We know that Paul used to be, his name used to be Saul. We knew that he was a persecutor of the believers. He had believers that was killed, tortured, and everything else. Well, guess what? Saul became God's man. I mean, a good chunk of the New Testament is written by Paul. And so God was dealing with me. He told me, Tamara, he said, people got this thing where they feel like they can get out of. He said, Paul wasn't able to get out of what he did. He said, even though Paul gave his life over to me and he repented and everything, he said that law of the seeds we sow and us reaping, because there's a reaping, he said it came up in Paul's life. He like Paul got beaten.
Yeah.
He said, and Paul eventually got killed too. He was like, even though Paul spread the gospel and he did all those good works, he still received what he gave out. And he was like, somewhere in people's minds, he said, they get this thing, well, if I do this and do this, this is going to cancel out everything that I've done. And he was like, that's not true. He like, and if you look into false things, but the thing about it was, Paul had an assurity of where he was going to go instead of going to hell. He went to heaven.
He had peace because he gave his life completely over to the Lord. But it didn't stop the things that he did in his life, because Paul was a student of the word. He knew that he shouldn't have been doing this stuff. I mean, you shouldn't be killing folks. But he felt like he was doing it for religious, reasons or whatever, but he still knew what the word of God said. And so, the Lord was like, people tend to do this. I've seen this a whole lot, because a lot of times people motives and their intents for what they do. God is like, okay, I see all this. He's like, but my word is at play. He said, remember, I said, my word will not return unto me void, but it's going to accomplish all I said I've accomplished. Matter of fact, when you look at Revelations, if you look in Revelations, there are souls that they talk about in Revelations that's kind of like under the seat of God. And they're crying out to God about, hey, when our blood going to be revenged? So if you don't even get it off of Paul, even Revelation is letting you know that the blood still cries out. Yeah. Those things that was done, that's just like when Abel and Cain and Abel, the Lord told Cain, he said, your brother's blood is crying out for me from the ground. So here we go. God got an Old Testament. He's showing Old Testament things it is, all the way down to the New Testament, down to the last book, the first book down to the last book. He shows how when things have been done, there is a reckoning for those things. And so, especially when there has been bloodshed, in the midst of it, and people don't realize even words and things that are done have caused bloodshed, has caused pains in people's life, have caused people to come to naught, have caused all these type of things. And so then the Lord is like, what kind of God? I'm also a God of justice. You're like, people forget that, yes, I'm a God of love and I'm a God of mercy, but I'm also a God of justice also. And so these things come into play. So he says, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivered from death. The righteousness of the perfect man shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Now, if you look in the basic English, it says the righteousness of the good man will make his way straight, but the sin of the evildoer will be the cause of his fall. And that's the thing. A lot of times people do stuff and then they feel like, I'm getting by. And then when stuff start happening, they're like, well, I don't understand. I'm like, you done did all this evil. How you don't understand? What's going on? I'm like, this is just the truth of God's word. I'm trying to go to my next thing. If you drop down to verse 11 says, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. If you look at it in the basic English, it says, by the blessing of the upright man, the town is made great, but it is overturned by the mouth of the evildoer. I mean, when the scriptures talks about how we'll be a delightsome land, and so those who are upright, and like when the children of Israel went into exile and everything, they was told to pray for the city where they was, to boost up the city, because anywhere you are and you are a righteous person, you make that place blessed. That place is exalted because you are there when you are of God. So, when you are of God, you cause a blessing to take place. In whatever place you are, in your home, in your job, in your business, in your church, if you are that person that's upright, you cause it to be exalted. But people who are not upright, they don't cause it to be exalted. They cause it to be overthrown. They cause it to have destruction, because of the way that they are. And so it's important for us to see these things and how the scripture let us know that we will know them by the fruit they bear. This is one of the ways that we know that, because when that person is truly walking upright before God, there is something that is left, that's deposited, that's above a blessing. And when they're not, there's something that's deposited of negativity. And so if you go down to verse 14 is a powerful verse for the things that are going on today. I can't remember if I, let me see. I think it's something I wanted to show y'all in this. Hold on. It's indicative of what's going on today. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of crazy point of views on a lot of different things that's not according to the scriptures. And so if you look at 14, it says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. When there is no help and suggestion, the people will have a fall, but with a number of wise guys, they will be safe. Let me tell you something. This is the reason why God raised up people in the church that he put in leadership positions for this very thing. It's so that people will have counsel.
Yeah.
And that counsel will be of God so that they won't fall. The proof is always in the pudding. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff over the years, and I can tell you that I've seen a lot of things that I was like, Lord, where he gave me a greater understanding of why he raised up leaders in the church to help the people get in the way that they're supposed to go. Because if not, folks will be destroyed. People make decisions. People be thinking, oh, I'm so smart on things, and it doesn't be the things that God is saying, and it causes destruction in their life. That's why he say that where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Hallelujah.
Hold on, I just missed my place. Hold on. I had some verses I wanted to read to you. That shik that I baka reshinia daha. In Proverbs 12:15, which I know I'm going to read that again in a minute, but I'm just going to do it right now. It says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. And this is true. You know, I see that, you know, even as a pastor, a lot of times over the years when I've talked to different people and I listen to what they're saying, a lot of times they really do think they're right in their own eyes. And, it's, you know, hard for them to see that they're headed through destruction from the very thought processes that they have. You know, it's something about how we believe that we can see or know more than God. I don't know where people get this stuff from. Proverbs 13:10 says, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. So you got to understand, I'm going to read that in another translation. Hold on, let me give it to you another translation, because it's, it says, the only effect of pride is fighting, but wisdom is with the quiet in spirit. So you got to understand something. When people have pride issues, especially when you talk about counseling, they don't want to hear what is being said. In Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. And this is true, you know, because if you don't have, you're trying to do something over the years, not just as a pastor, but also in my office as an apostle, I've gone into other people's churches and I've dealt with other ministers on things. And this very thing where he's talking about without counsel, purposes are disappointed. God has sent me in to give specific instructions on stuff, and, you know, and how things are supposed to be done and different things, purposes and stuff that they have in order for it to be fulfilled, where things were going in a different direction. And so we got to understand that God wants us to be able to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And so, you know, he places, when you have people who really, truly are hearing from the Lord, they're there for your use, for your benefit. But, you know, God knows what we need when we need it. So he said, you know, disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Those words are established. There's times I've seen people getting ready to do things and they didn't get the fullness of what it was that God wanted. They had part of it and they needed the other part to what the Lord was saying in order for those things to come to pass in their life. Let me see. I just want to drop down and give you the basic English of this one, of verse 22. It says, "Where there is no wise suggestions, purposes come to nothing. But by a number of wise guys, they are made certain." So, you know, we are in an hour where God want to make people assured in what it is that he's telling them to do. And so the God places different members in the body, different giftings in the body, in order for things to come to pass. That's why you got the apostles. That's why you got the prophets. That's why you got the evangelists. Why you got the pastors. Why you got the teachers. Because the Lord knows what the body of Christ have need of in order for us to come into maturity, in order for us to, in order for the purposes on our lives to be fulfilled. And so this is what, you know, the Lord, you know, Lord is saying, this is what he's saying in this hour to us. Okay, where did I stop? I see. Go to verse 21. It says, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." When you look at this right here, y'all, we can even go to what's happening in the United States right now. It's a lot of stuff going on where, you know, hands is joining, other hands are thinking that they can keep people out from getting in trouble off of things they're going to do. I'm like, one way or the other, you're going to face the music. So like, if you look at, so when you look at it in the basic English, it says, certainly the evildoer will not go free from punishment, but the seed of the upright man will be safe. And so, you know, this is the thing that God wants us to look at. He wants us to understand. He wants us to get wisdom from the scriptures on what's going on in life right now. I think this is one of the ones I had. Let me see that I had some verses I wanted to look at. Can't remember if I marked it. This is important because of the thing. Yeah, it was. I thought so. Because people feel like they can escape stuff. And he's like, there's no escape. When stuff has been sown, there's a reaping process that comes with it. In Jeremiah 11:11, it says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them." You know, and so this is the thing. I've seen this. Y'all got to understand, I've seen a lot of stuff over the years. I learned real early in life about making sure I do things the right way because of these scriptures right here. And in Amos chapter 5, verse 18 and 19, it says, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent hit him." In other words, he's saying there's no escape. That in that day of the Lord, in that day of reckoning, there is no escape. When God say it's time, it's time. Amos 9:2 says, "Though they dig into hell, this shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, this will I bring them down." He's like, there's no way around it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3 says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard him?" You know, and so all this stuff you see taking place, you got to understand that God saying, that's okay. I know what's going on. He's like, my turn is coming. He like, you know, just hold up for a minute. He's like, I see everything that's taking place. And he was like, you know, he already tell us that vengeance is his, that he will repay. And so we need to know that just because it seems like these people are grasping hands, doing all this other stuff, he's like, hey, they're going to have to give an answer for this. It's going to come back. Look at verse 24. It says, there is that scatter it and yet increase it, and there is that withhold it more than meat, but it tended to poverty. This is a very important scripture because people in the church, I don't know why they don't get this. This is Proverbs. If you look at it in the basic English, it says, a man may give freely and still his wealth will be increased. And another may keep back more than is right, but only comes to be in need. So in other words, God is saying, if you don't give the way you're supposed to give, and you feel like you holding back, you're holding back more than what you're supposed to be holding back, he's like, you're not gonna prosper in it. You're gonna eventually come to not. You're gonna come to need. So let me give you the verses that he wanted me to give in accordance with that. Hold on. And so, you know, a lot of people in other words, if you are stingy with God, stinginess is going to come back in your own life. I mean, it's just point blank. There's no way around it. We play games and we don't realize that God sees the things that we're doing. Wait a minute. I think I lost my place. Yeah. Okay. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 7, it says, also they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. We talking about what we're holding offerings. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 10 says, I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them. For the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled everyone to his field. You know, he's talking about in that verse about, you know, the Levites are the ones who worked the sanctuary. They worked the altars and all that. It'd be equivalent to a pastor today or this right there. And he's talking about how, you know, they had to flee to their own fields because they had to do stuff to try to make a living, which means they, when they fled to go try to make a living, then they neglected what needed to be done spiritually for the people. And see, that's something that people don't understand is that when the hands they're supposed to be put to prayer and stuff like that, and then their mind have to go away from that and go to over here, it's actually a problem for the people. Okay, so where he? Yeah, this damn dude. I am constantly losing my place. Okay, here it is. Isaiah 43. Verse 24, it says, thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. And Acts chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, it says, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it and bought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And you know, if I was had time to go into the rest of the story, you know, they died for that. That was their own money. They own land they sold. And they died from lying about what they kept back. It was theirs to decide what they was going to give, but they lied. And it's the same thing that people do today. And so, you know, we look at all these different things that happens. And so he said, there is that scatter it and yet increase it. And there is that withhold it more than is meat, but it tended to poverty. So, you know, if you're a stingy person and you're not doing what God tells you to do in your offerings, well, you know, he like, it'll tend to poverty for you. Okay, so in verse 25, it says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that water it shall be watered also himself. In the basic English, it says, he who gives blessing will be made fat, but the curser will himself be cursed. Now, God gives promises because of that. You know, because of those who are liberal givers, he gives promises in the midst of all this. So the promises in Proverbs 3:9, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. Verse 10 of chapter 3 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Don't that seem like that goes with verse 25, where he says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watered shall be watered also himself. This is what he's saying in verses 3, 9, and 10 of Proverbs. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit of all thy increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall be burst out with new wine. But if you don't do this, then he tells you point blank, You're gonna come to poverty. And so in Isaiah 50:18, it says, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry. I'm sorry, that's not the verse he gave me. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. That's Luke chapter 6. Verse 38, it says, given it shall be given to unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, and not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And so, you know, God is like, you got a problem that's going on, and he's like, I have solutions for it, but yet you're not doing it. In verse 28, it says, he who puts his faith in wealth will come to nothing, but the upright man will be full of growth like the green leaf. And if you look at it in the King James, it says, he that trusted in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Okay, so let's go to Proverbs 12. Okay, Proverbs 12. It says, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man should not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous should not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is a rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of the evil man, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man converteth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is help. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man considereth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduced them. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the way and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Okay, I'm gonna do it in the basic English. Give me 1 second. Okay. A lover of training is a lover of knowledge, but a hater of teaching is like a beast. And which is true. I mean, even some of the things I've spoken on today, I know some people don't like, you know, but it's in the Bible. This is not my word. This is God's word. It says, a good man has grace in the eyes of the Lord, but the man that evil designs get punishment for himself. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to do the verses that he gave me for the first verse. Okay, so in that first verse where he said, whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge, but he that hated reproof is brutish. It's some verses he wanted me to give according to along with that. In Proverbs 1:25, it says, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and will none of my reproof. It's in other words, what that scripture is saying is that you don't put away God's counsel. Everything God has tried to give you, every information he's trying to get, the counsel he's trying to give you, whether it's through me or just flat out through his scriptures. He like, you put it away. You don't want to hear it. And you would have none of his reproof. In Proverbs 10:17, it says, he is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuses reproof erreth. I mean, that's simple. You know, if you take the instruction God give you and you apply it, he's like, hey, you are in the way of life. If you refuse it, you are in error. And so that's the thing. It's a lot of people walking around in error. Proverbs 29 verse 1 says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. And that's true. Like people who get rebuked a lot and, you know, don't want to hear it, you know, don't want to hear it reproved a lot because of different things they're doing, and they stiffen their neck. He's saying you're going to be suddenly destroyed. I mean, this is scripture. That's not my word. This is God's word. That's why it's real important. That's why I tell people all the time, it's important to study your word because it'll keep you out of a lot of trouble. John chapter 7 verse 7 says, the world cannot hate you, but me, it hated because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. So, you know, hey, you know, the world hate Jesus. If you saying you a part of Jesus, you're going to experience some things. Okay, so where did I stop? I went back to verse 1 because I forgot to give the verses, but I think I stopped. Was it verse 6, I think? The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that despiseth and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desire the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied. Am I on the right verse? Yeah. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man shall cover shame. You know what? I read, I think, all of it. I just didn't do it all in the basic English. That's what it was. That's why he had me to go back, because it was something. It was something that he wanted me to look at. That's what it was. It was one last thing I supposed to be looking at, and I have misplaced it. That's not it, is it? No. No, that's not. Okay, let me do it in the basic English, and then I know it should probably pop back up what I was looking at. A lover of training is a lover of knowledge, but a hater of teaching is like a beast. A good man has grace in the eyes of the Lord, but the man of evil designs gets punishment from him. No man will make himself safe through evil doing, but the root of upright men will never be moved. Okay. Will never be moved. A woman of virtue is a crown to her husband, but she whose behavior is a cause of shame is like a wasting disease in his bones. The purposes of upright men are right, but the designs of evildoers are deceit. The words of sinners are destruction for the upright, but the mouth of upright men is their salvation. Evildoers are overturned and never seen again, but the house of upright men will keep its place. A man will be praised in the measure of his wisdom, but a wrong-minded man will be looked down on. He who is of low position and has a servant is better than one who has a high opinion of himself and is in need of bread. An upright man has thought for the life of his beef, but the hearts of evildoers are cruel. He who does not work on his land will not be short of bread. Wait a minute. He who does work on his land will not be short of bread, but he who goes after foolish men is without sense. The resting place of the sinner will come to destruction, but the root of upright men is forever. In the sin of the lips is a net which takes the sinner, but the upright man will come out of trouble. From the fruit of his mouth will a man have good food in full measure, and the work of man's hands will be rewarded. The way of the foolish man seems right to him, but the wise man gives ear to suggestion. A foolish man lets his trouble be openly seen, but a sharp man keeps shame secret. The breathing out of true words gives knowledge of righteousness, but a false witness gives deceit. There are some whose uncontrolled talk is like the winds of a sword, but the tongue of the wise makes one well again. True lips are certain forever, but a false tongue is only for a minute. Deceit is in the heart of those whose designs are evil, but for those purpose and peace there is joy. No trouble will come to upright men, but sinners will be full of evil. False lips are hated by the Lord, but those wise acts are true, are his delight. Okay. A sharp man keeps back his knowledge, but the heart of foolish men makes clear their foolish thoughts. The hand of the ready worker will have authority, but he who is slow in his work will be put in forced work. Caring the heart of a man makes it weighed down, but a good word makes it glad. The upright man is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of evildoers is a cause of error to them. I mean, this is true. When you are dealing with somebody who's really, their heart is really evil, and they call themselves God and somebody, they usually cause that person more harm than anything else. He who is slow in his work does not go in search of food, but the ready worker gets much wealth. In the road of righteousness is life, but the way of the evildoer goes to death. So, you know, he had us looking at these two chapters in Proverbs because he wants us to get wisdom from the scriptures. And God wants us to understand about his way of doing things, of righteousness. When we look at these things, we should know what God is saying. We should know what he's saying in his word through these things. There was something else I was supposed to be giving you all, and I had set it aside and I misplaced it some kind of way. I don't know. I know one of the things he wanted me to touch on, and one of those verses we were looking at, he was talking about the punishment of the ungodly. In Romans 1:18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18 says, "And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, "For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but say Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Jude 4 says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." So, you know, there's all this stuff you see going on, and it seems like people are getting away with stuff, but you seem like they're getting away with evil. God is like, no, there's a day about it. So, you know, in these two chapters he had us looking at on today, he really pretty much had us looking at righteousness in comparison to evil doing, evil way of thinking. And he talked about liars, and, you know, he talked about people's giving, because to be honest with you, when people don't give the right way, it's usually because something is not right in their heart. And so it's the same thing that he's saying, you know, with everything. Yes, and it's the reason why all those things was in there, because he wants us to get a wisdom. Y'all, it's so much stuff going on. I mean, he's letting people know, You are not secure by your own way of doing things. We have got to seek the face of God. We need the counsel of God. Because if you, the counsel of God makes your way assurance. You know, he directs your path. God directs our path when we are really seeking him with our whole heart. And God will not cause us to be deceived. You know, there's a lot of deception in this land. People deceive themselves. They've been deceived by demons. And they're being deceived by people. But God is saying that you know, you don't have to be deceived. You have the ability to come to him, and he's pushed you in a place where you can hear the word of truth, for you to know the truth. And that's why he's telling us to study. People need to go back and look at Proverbs 11 and 12 on your own time. Study it. Look over and everything. There's things in there that will keep you out of trouble, will keep you in safety with the Lord, and will keep you in prospering with the Lord. And that was the point of what he was saying today. He was like, you know, we got to get the wisdom through the word. And the problem is, people are not looking at the word of God and allowing the word of God to be applied to our hearts. Father, we just thank you for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway.
I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, within my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, create me a clean heart, renew me a right spirit. Now bless those that are on, that came on today, Lord God, the Father, and help them to receive whatever part of that word that was for them, Lord God. Let them receive it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, if you know there's some that you letting them know, hey, you know, you're doing what I told you to do, and because of this is going to happen, and I'm going to secure you. And so, Lord, help them to understand that, Lord, in Jesus' name. David said that I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken of his seed begging for bread. And so, Lord, we just stand on that word, God. We stand on it because we know it's sure, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to come and allow Prophet June to give us announcements. And if God has given her anything while the word of God was going forth, she can say it. And then I'm going to come back and pray for the tithes and the offerings. And I'm just going to let her do announcements first. Quick.
Good afternoon, everyone. As you know, if you're paying your tithes and your offerings, you're going to win. Ain't no ifs. You know you're supposed to pay your tithes and your offerings. You go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button if you'll visit on the line today, as you would if you were sitting in the building and the offering tray was being passed around, you were given offering. Go to that same website. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to do an offering. If you don't have a church home and you'd like to pay your tithes into this ministry, you can do that as well. Also, if you would like to give a love offering to Pastor, text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626, and she'll give you the information to be able to do that. If you purpose in your heart, and this is for the members, as I have, to do your seed every week, and if you didn't get an opportunity to do it on last week, you all know the avenue to be able to do that. Also, Pastor Appreciation, you know, it'll be amongst us soon. These months are going by fast. So again, as I have said, you know, I've given you permission to call me. You know, if you need me to pray for you about anything, I have already been praying for you all. So, you know, just continue to understand, because a lot of you have not even started on your past appreciation. So let's go ahead and get that in motion. Again, I thank you all. Oh, also, when Pastor was going forth, I think she came back around, if I'm not mistaken. I heard her say that. But I it was on me to say it again. I know she was saying that you said the words you speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
The things you've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
The things that's in your heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear you say thoughts, but you came back towards the end and you said it, because the Lord wanted me to reiterate the thoughts. Because you know how a lot of times we have a lot of negative thoughts and evil thoughts, and we be thinking that don't nobody see, know that, you know, but God sees all. He just wanted me to reiterate that to you all.
Okay, I'm getting ready to pray for the tithes and offerings. Father, we just thank you once again in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come lifting up your people's tithes and offerings unto you. But Father, it's the first. I'm asking you first of all, search my heart once again. Try to rinse my mind and see if there's any wickedness in me or any hidden iniquity. I'm asking that you created me a clean heart and renew me a right spirit. Now, Father, as we lift up your people's tithes and offers unto you, you know it's the first fruit of their increase, Lord. I'm asking, Father, you rebuke the devourer for their sake, that you open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing they would not have room to receive. Father, you know there's a lot of things going on in people's finances in this hour, Lord God. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to just begin to move upon their finances, Lord. I pray for those that are on jobs, that they get special increases out of nowhere, Lord God, because you're able to do it, Father, because you did it for me when I was on a job, God. You gave me unexpected money, Lord God. You can give them unexpected money on their jobs, too. You are no respecter of person. And so, Lord, I ask that you would give them unexpected money, give them unexpected raises, give them bonuses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I speak the spirit of increase over your people that's giving their pay and their tithes and their
offerings, Lord God. They're being obedient to your word. And you said that you would bring all our tithes and offerings to the storehouse, that there would be meeting your house. And you told us to prove you. So, Father, we're proving you at your word on today, Lord God. And so we ask that you, Lord God, to send your anointing on your people, Lord God, for increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that Father God, that every need, Lord God, will be met in your people's lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the time where other people are scraping and scrambling by, God, I'm asking that, Father God, that you will make a difference between your people, Lord God, as paying their tithes and offerings, and those who are not, Lord God, let it be so extensively different, God, in Jesus' name. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father, I ask for healing in those people's bodies that need healing, Lord God. I pray for deliverance for those that need deliverance, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, for emotional healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Mental healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Restore your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. I speak restoration over your people's lives in every area of their lives, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. You know, if you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to me at 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. Again, that is 214-507-3626, and God bless you all, and you have a nice rest of your day and a blessed week as I end the call. I love you all. Goodbye.